All right, and we're back for another episode of Inside Sports Fantasy Football. It's Gerald Glassford coming right back at you here, Inside Sports Fantasy Football. The Lakers Fast Break, also as well Pop Culture Cosmos and Game Source. We truly appreciate everyone out there listening to all of our great shows. And if you can, please give us that 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Plus, if you can like, share, subscribe, or do whatever you can to help support us right here at Inside Sports Fantasy Football. And also, Domination Sports Nation, which you can catch everywhere you get your podcasts. It is truly appreciated. Well, the guys are back again. It is Dominic and Chris Ardieri from Inside Sports Fantasy Football and Domination Sports Nations. And guys, it is great to have you back on the show. Let's get into it right now. Dominic, I want to hit you up with this real quick. We're going to start off with the Detroit. Actually, you know what? We'll start off with Pittsburgh. I was going to say Detroit, but you know what? Pittsburgh. They need to go ahead and be front and center because at 9-0, they are the lone undefeated team in the NFL. They've been playing very well, kind of under the radar as far as the big numbers, statistics, things of that nature. But I'll tell you what, Dom, they've been very impressive. Is there anything on the offensive side of the ball that sticks out to you as a fantasy football owner?
Yeah, I'd have to say there. Receiving core is great. Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson, and Juju Smith-Schuster. And Ben Roethlisberger does a great job spreading the ball around to his receivers. And I'm surprised with how many targets Chase Claypool has been getting. And ever since he had that 4-touchdown game against the Eagles, he's just been playing really well.
He has been playing really well. And another Trojan, JJ, we've talked about Onyeka Okongwu just before the we went on the air because we're doing actually as well keeping the tabs on the NBA draft. I will be doing an NBA draft special. You can look for that on the Lakers Fast Break where I get with a whole bunch of great experts. So you can take a look at that. So we're talking about the NBA draft. I got that focus, but also fantasy football on the mind. And Chris, you heard what Dom said as far as the great receiving corps. It all starts with Ben. And Ben, he is going to go down as a Hall of Famer, but he's had his up and down in recent years as far as his quality and as far as his accuracy is concerned. But at 9-0 right now, you can't argue with the start he has. I want to ask you this, though. Is he a premier number one fantasy football quarterback?
I don't think he is, but I think that if he is your number one quarterback, you shouldn't be alarmed. Now, that's not to say... He can't be more of an elite player. I personally don't think he will, but he's spreading the ball around. He's going to get you points. There are some weeks where he looks a little off. I think the main thing for me is I just don't know if he'll stay healthy. Yeah. So to rely that much on him, I think if he is your number one, which look, I've seen fantasy teams win championships with far inferior quarterbacks. All right. I'd take him over Jared Goff right now, for instance, which isn't saying much, but you know, a lot of people think Jared Goff has a ceiling. Like Dom said, he's got those great wide receivers. The running game just seems to be sputtering right now. The surprise to me has been James Conner, who we own in one league. If they ever get that going, I think the offense is going to roll even more because you can't just key on the pass. But I think he's a serviceable starter. I just always worry about, you know, the multiple surgeries he's had. He went into COVID protocol once, so definitely have an insurance policy on him. But I think it's a great story. You know, everyone thought his career was over when he got hurt last year.
One of the other teams that are out there that has also a good offense, but stop me if you've heard this before, Dominic, and that is the Detroit Lions, who at 4-5 usually isn't, you know, right around. That's right, actually right around where they go ahead. It seemed seemingly every year just before the Turkey Day game, but they always seem to have some glimpses of hope on the offensive side of the ball that fantasy football owners can go ahead and rely on week in and week out. Matthew Stafford has been always on the fringe of a top 10 NFL quarterback. Some people have really liked him as such. Some people are really standoffish. There's also Marvin Jones, who's done a great job from the receiver end. I have him in a league, and he's helped me go and become a 9-1 team right now as far as in one of my leagues. So I'm really doing well there. I think everybody in my league is kind of surprised that I'm the guy that doesn't talk in their chat rooms all the time. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm the only one that doesn't talk and say anything. I just go ahead and win. Just win, baby. The Al Davis model right there. Well, actually, in Raiderland, are saying just COVID, baby. But I will say this, Tom. I want to ask you this. Detroit has a lot of the under-the-radar players on the offensive end and also a possible starting running back for if you really are in need of a running back right now.
Yeah, I was just about to get to that, and his name is DeAndre Swift. And you can ask my dad when draft night, and I told him, I said, watch out for DeAndre Swift. And I was really surprised that he didn't get picked until the second round, and then the Lions took him. And I thought it was a good pick because though they have Kerryon Johnson and Adrian Peterson, they have both been really inconsistent. And Swift is basically the starter now, so I think that's a person I probably draft next year with my dad and our league. And another player, even though he's had a weird season, Kenny Golladay, I think I might have made a mistake drafting him. I don't know. Honestly, he's really inconsistent. And he's gotten hurt, so I don't know about him.
And then you have the age-old veteran in Danny Amendola back there as well. Chris, I want to ask you this. The Adrian Peterson experiment, great career, but I think that's come to an end.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's nice to have as a backup if your starter does get hurt, and he seems to be an ageless wonder. But from a fantasy perspective, I know people jumped on him probably around week two this season. I think that ship sailed. Dom and I have been high on Nick Chubb and DeAndre Swift coming into this league, and boy, we wish we had either of them in fantasy, and I don't see Swift losing this job unless there's an injury.
I agree.
Dom mentioned Golladay. It's been really frustrating. He got hurt right before the season started, and it just hasn't been the same since and can't stay on the field. But Dom, why don't you tout the one Lion we got in the trade this past week that we were very happy to acquire?
Yes, we got TJ Hockenson in one of our trades, and I think that's a great trade because he's getting a touchdown every single week, it seems like.
Him and Marvin Jones have been producing quite well. Been very pleased with Marvin Jones myself. And last thing before we go ahead and hit up the trade options, because we'll talk about that in a sec, but Matthew Stafford, is he a frontline fantasy starting quarterback? Dom, I'm going to hit you up with that first.
I don't know, honestly. I mean, he'll get you those long passing touchdowns, and they're half decent in the red zone, but I don't know. You just see the Lions when they play tough teams this year. They're not that good, and Washington, they're not even a great team, and they almost blew a 24-3 lead to them. So it's almost like if you're going to have him as your starter, you must seem really desperate at quarterback.
Is that the same thing along your lines as well, Chris?
I agree. I do think that if you've got someone like, for instance, we've got Mahomes and Stafford's out there, I think you should pick him up because God forbid something happens to Mahomes, or who knows, maybe down the stretch they start resting him depending on where they are seated in the AFC playoffs. If the Lions are still kind of a 500 team and Stafford's slinging the ball, he's a good option to start if you need him in a pinch. And if he is your starter, I think you can get some upside here in the last few weeks, but definitely, like with Ben, got to have an insurance policy with him. The previous injuries, he also had a COVID protocol scale, starting to sound like a broken record, but yeah, he's not the Matthew Stafford of 5 years ago. Let's put it that way.
This is true, but he can still get you in a pinch as a backup. Maybe if you got an injury or whatnot, can still produce a big game now and then. So I don't think he is a top 10 quarterback right now. I think there are better options for you, but you would find him on the waiver wire, and he may be someone that you could pick up and get you 250 yards and maybe a couple touchdowns week in or week out for a couple weeks just to buy you some time. So something to think about there. But the Detroit Lions, yes, they're still not a very good team overall, but again, they have some options you want to look into for the waiver wire for anyone that's playing fantasy football. Guys, it's been great so far, but I want to go ahead and hit you up with this. We said last week that it was probably the end of the deadline for a lot of leagues out there as far as the trade deadline is concerned. But for ESPN and a couple others out there, that ends next week. So there is still time in your league. Please check your listings on dates when the deadline actually happens. But for many leagues out there, there is still the possibility of you making a last-minute trade. So, Chris, I want to hit you up this first. Last-minute trade options, what should people be looking for, and what trade targets do you think anybody should be going ahead and looking out there? you guys have been very active on the trade market so far in the past few days. Before we went on air, you just mentioned it a few minutes ago. What should people be looking to do? Because if there's any time to make a trade, now is the time.
Absolutely. And our deadline just passed. Our last trade closed a few days ago. It cleared. What you need to do, and this is kind of a philosophy we've taken with a number of deals this year, is you need to trade for running back and wide receiver depth, obviously. If you can pick up a tight end, how we got Hockenson as a third player thrown into a deal, I'll never know. But that's all props to my GM, Dom, over here. But I think what you need to do is, and Dom and I have kind of figured it out this year, you look at these teams that have, for instance, multiple wide receivers. We got Mike Evans as part of that trade I referenced. And as soon as Antonio Brown showed up and was playing catch with Tom Brady in practice and allegedly living at his house or whatever the arrangements were, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin's value went down. So we found someone that was willing to bail on him. What happens? Boom, he scores a touchdown last week. And I don't think Brown, like we've theorized on the show previously, is going to be a long-term fantasy star for the Buccaneers. He'll be a nice third option, but I don't see him being in the shape or picking up the offense. So you need someone like that. Also, too, let's say you've got a Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt's not getting carries. You know, maybe if you, even if you don't own Chubb, but you need a running back, maybe a third running back or something like that, and you're looking to take a flyer on someone, Hunt's value's gone down. So that's another case of buying low, selling high, those sorts of things. And I think, too, if you've got a quarterback like just say a Mahomes or someone who's already had their bye week and you know you're starting him week in and week out and you've got a pretty good backup quarterback, look around. See if there's a team that's really struggling, like with a Carson Wentz as their starting quarterback. Trade one of your backups. Like we said, if you have a Stafford, I think maybe he's got some marginal trade value. Not necessarily so you're going to get a king's ransom in return, but you got someone sitting on your bench. We had Joe Burrow. We traded him for Ronald Jones a few weeks ago, and look, we look like geniuses now, but everyone was down on Jones. He didn't get a lot of carries against the Giants. We knew we weren't going to play Burrow potentially after Mahomes' bye week. He was just more of kind of, we took a flyer on him a few weeks into the season. Get something in return. Guys sitting on your bench aren't going to do anything for you. If you can get a starter, a flex player in return, I think that's a great idea.
We may be headed to the replay booth, but we'll be right back with Inside Sports Fantasy Football. For the latest news and information, analysis and opinions on the Los Angeles Lakers and the NBA, check out the Lakers Fast Break podcast today on wherever you get your podcasts. I've got a question for you guys from Greenlight in regards to A-Rob. He has A-Rob. I want to ask you this. He's got two things he was thinking about. A-Rob for Eckler, because Eckler's not coming back this week, but he is good to go, we think, for week 12 in a PPR league, or for A.J. Brown in a PPR league. Your thoughts, Dominic? I'll start with you.
I say you got to go A.J. Brown. He had basically a dud of a week on Thursday Night Football, and that's what my dad's been saying. Buy low, sell high, and A.J. Brown had a bad week. You should try to go get him. I don't think you'd want to have Allen Robinson, especially with that awful Bears offense. And I think if you're going to try to trade for Eckler, I just don't know if he's... I know he took a video of himself running, but you just got to worry because he may re-injure himself.
And you can't even use him this weekend because he won't be coming back to at the earliest week 12. Is that the same for you, Chris? He'd be trading A-Rob for A.J. Brown?
Yeah, I agree. I will say either one's good because I think, like Dom said, Robinson's clearly got declining value, so you're selling at the right time. The thing that concerns me about Eckler, we had him in one of our leagues even prior to the injury. I just feel like he wasn't putting up the numbers we were accustomed to. They're mixing in Josh Kelly periodically, and I'm afraid that even when he does come back, who knows if he'll be 100%. Even if he is, the Chargers' motto lately has just been this revolving running back door. We got a Ballage off the scrap heap, getting carries and getting some touches that we didn't expect. So even if Eckler does come back in week 12, he's not going to be the every down running back like we thought he was going to be coming into the season. But I'd have to agree. A.J. Brown really had a nice year. And as teams really key on Derrick Henry, that's only going to help his value even more. You know Tannehill likes connecting with him.
I'll tell you what, that's a great question, Greenlight. We truly appreciate you watching and listening. If you have any questions out there for us, at Inside Sports FF on Twitter, at Chris L Sports on Twitter. Also as well, Chris Sardieri at LinkedIn, because he's the man, the myth, the legend when it comes to fantasy football. And then also Inside Sports FF on Twitter as well. And then, of course, isfantasyfootball at yahoo.com. Want to go ahead real quick with some couple last things, because I know it's a quick edition of Inside Sports Fantasy Football, and I appreciate Dom and Chris getting the last-minute change on here just because of the fact that we've got so much going on with the NBA draft. In fact, I know all three of us have, like, our eyes on the NBA draft as we speak. So I want to ask you this, though, before we head on out. Dom, you know, you're talked about last-minute trades options. Your dad did. I want to hear your thoughts, because this is the last weekend in some leagues. Your league is already done with, but there's still, like, the major ESPN league where you can have at least a couple more days left. It actually ends, I think, a week from today. I want to hear your thoughts on the trade deadline. Is there anything in particular people should be looking for in a trade at this point in time?
Yeah, I have two rookies. You already talked about one of them, and that is DeAndre Swift. You should go to try and trade for him. He's usually getting a touchdown every week, it seems like now, and then another guy, Justin Jefferson. And like my dad pointed out last week, teams are starting to narrow down on Dalvin Cook. You saw the Bears defense kind of shut him down on Monday Night Football, and that led to two Adam Thielen touchdowns, and Jefferson had over 100 yards receiving. So go target even Thielen if you want, because they have two great receivers there in Minnesota. So those are two guys I think you should target.
You guys are on fire today. I'll tell you what, you guys have been rolling out the great thoughts right there. Just truly appreciate it. Once again, it's Dominic and Chris Sardieri from Domination Sports Nation. Before we head on out, we're going to go get an update from you, Dom, exactly what you guys are talking about on there. Gee, could the NBA draft be in there? I'm not so sure. No, actually, I am sure it is going to be a part of it. But before we head on out, it is the Pick'em Challenge that we do, Chris. And I'm breathing down your neck, my friend. Yeah, even with a 2-1 week that you had a pretty good weekend, 2-1. You're 16-14 overall, but lo and behold, coming right out there, objects closer than they appear on the side view mirror there for you, because I was 3-0 and I'm at 15-14-1. So I'll tell you what, I'm really excited about this. I'm somehow back in the game, over 500. Are you nervous?
No, I told you this would happen. I know I'm my own worst enemy at picking. Yeah, when I get off to a hot start is when I get concerned. It's like the horse in the race getting out to the early lead. But yeah, you had the
I had the hot start, and then I just went.
But you had that Hail Murray, and you know I didn't realize the Ravens were going to play in a monsoon Sunday night either. So yeah, that really two things right there really helped this week. So I get a few more weeks like that, I'm going to be looking at you.
There you go. Well, we'll see what happens.
Something did go in your favor, Dad. Nick Chubb running out of bounds.
Oh, yeah, he did. So I did, you know, it all evens out. It all evens out. He did the Todd Gurley. He kind of figured it out. But, yeah, that apparently made a lot of people unhappy in Vegas who wagered on that the Browns, did. Right?
Oh, you know we hate that here in Vegas. But before we head on out, guys, a couple last things. And it is our Pick'em Challenge. If you want to go ahead and see who we drop it every Saturday night, Sunday morning as far as our three picks. And you get to see where we're at. And then, of course, we update it each and every week here at the Inside Sports Fantasy Football Show. But, you know, it's that time. It's that time to head on out, going outside to the backyard. Because woof, 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 it's time once again to head to the doghouse.
Well, the streak continues thanks to my beloved New York Giants. You know, I've been hammering them enough this year. Clearly, they're listening and getting more inspired. And Joe Judge is firing his offensive line coach. He's really rallied the troops. So they're off this week. I can't pick them. There are a couple of games that stood out to me. First of all, big Thursday night NFC West matchup. The Cardinals coming off the Hail Murray to DeAndre Hopkins, 3-point underdogs in Seattle to face the Hawks. No 12s there to be that positive 12th man crowd force. I don't know how many decibels, airplane levels against the Cardinals. But as much as I'd like to pick the Cards, you know me, I like to get a little more points when I can. And the other game that stood out to me is it looks to be an excellent Monday night game. The Rams travel into Tampa to take on the Buccaneers. Will they avenge that brutal loss last year at the Coliseum? I think they can. They're getting 4 points. If they don't and they keep it close, lose by a field goal, then you're happy. You've got that extra point cushion. I know the Bucks look like they rebounded this week against the Panthers, but you know the Panthers have had a lot of injuries this year. Matt Rhule's done a nice job down there, but they really couldn't hang with the Bucks late. Bridgewater's banged up. McCaffrey's been hurt. I think what will happen is the Rams are going to have to control the ball. Jared Goff has been up and down all season, but with the three-headed monster they have going at running back, I think they can do that at the very least, keep the game close. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Rams win, but take that +4.
It's been a great time to talk Inside Sports Fantasy Football here. And for all your fantasy football knowledge, you want to go ahead, hit us up at Inside Sports FF, at Chris L Sports on Twitter, isfantasyfootballyahoo.com. But before we head on out, Dom, can you go ahead and give us a quick rundown on what's going on at Domination Sports Nation?
Yeah, so if you hadn't listened to the first episode, we're going to have a special guest on once again. His name is Anthony, and he was on our show in June, and he's coming back on to talk about the Raiders and how they've had a great start because he is a Raiders fan, and also ask him about the Angels and basketball as well. So it'll be a good show.
Yeah, and Dom, got to mention too, thanks to Gerald's help and his technical expertise, in addition to following us on Instagram at Domination Sports Nation, we're now up and running with a YouTube channel. We're going to live stream here, much like Gerald does on Facebook as well. You want to give that page a shout out, Dom?
Yeah, go subscribe to us on YouTube. It's free, and it's Domination Sports Nation.
All sounds good, my friends. It is Dominic and Chris Artieri. Catch them each and every week wherever you get your podcasts, Domination Sports Nation. Well, guys, I'm looking forward to what's happening this weekend in the NFL, NFL Week 11. And remember, it is, for a lot of leagues out there, the last chance you get to make a trade. So make those trades and make them to me. I've been trying to get anybody in my league to trade, and they know. It's just like, oh, my gosh, what's going on? But I'll tell you what, I hope everyone has a safe and happy weekend. I'll tell you what, it's been a great time indeed, and I look forward to speaking to both Dom and Chris, and also everyone out there with their fantasy football questions next week right here at Inside Sports Fantasy Football.